Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel podcast for Wednesday, the 24th of August. Today is the Feast of St. Bartholomew, the Apostle. In our Gospel passage today from St. John, Bartholomew is believed to be the person called Nathanael. St. John tells us how Nathanael came to know Jesus. It's a simple story. Philip met Jesus and went to tell his friend Nathanael, saying, "We found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Now, Nathanael was unimpressed and said, "From Nazareth? Can anything good come from that place?" Philip replied simply, "Come and see. Come and see." Jesus already seems to know things about Nathanael when he meets him, and this caused Nathanael to say, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." It's worth thinking a little more about this encounter, this meeting of Jesus with Philip and Nathanael. In his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis said he has a dream for the Church and for every Christian to be missionary. Each Christian should be filled with a desire, he says, to share the good news with others, to share Jesus with others. He says, "Every Christian is a missionary to the extent that he or she has encountered the love of God in Christ Jesus. We no longer say that we are disciples and missionaries, but rather that we are missionary disciples." Then Francis refers to today's Gospel passage, saying, "If we're not convinced, let us look at those first disciples who, immediately after meeting the gaze of Jesus, went forth to proclaim him joyfully, saying, 'We've found the Messiah.'" As we read today's Gospel passage, Philip shows us how very simply we can be missionary disciples. Philip shows us that. Philip met Jesus and the meeting touched his heart. In the words of Pope Francis, we could say, he somehow encountered the love of God in Jesus. Excited, he hurried off to tell his friend Nathanael and shared what he had found. Nathanael, Bartholomew, wasn't interested, but Philip didn't argue with him. Instead, he said simply, "Come and see." Both Philip and Nathanael would spend the rest of their lives as missionary disciples, inviting others to come and see Jesus. Today, Jesus wants you and me to do the same. We've met Jesus. We know Jesus. Now our lives should invite others to come and see him. This is not about talking religion all the time or pushing our ideas on other people. No, no, no. It's about letting our way of living speak for itself. It's about attracting others to come and see Jesus by the quality of our lives. We have experienced the love of God in Jesus, and he wants our lives to invite others to come and see him and experience that love for themselves. I wonder, have you ever thought about inviting a friend to Mass? Not babbling on about it and pushing on them, but simply just a simple friendly invitation. Come and see what it's like. You might be surprised what might happen. We could ask ourselves today, in my words, actions and attitudes each day, do I invite people to come and see Jesus? Or, on the other hand, might the way I speak or act or think sometimes put people off and stop them from coming and seeing Jesus for themselves? In my words, actions and attitudes each day, do I invite people to come and see Jesus? God bless you all.